Om Shanti. And good morning. I don't bite anyone who is on the first or second row. I only bite those that are in the back. Do you want to be bitten or do you want to come up? Come on up. Everybody, come on up. We still have some first class seats here. Upgrades, free upgrades today. Two over here, two over there. One over here, another one over here. First class students, sit on the front row. We have any other first class students? No one else qualifies to be first class? One more first class. Come on, Cameron. Why not? Okay. I hope that we move through this pretty rapidly because our time is short, and I know you're all concerned about changing your rupees back. So we will finish, I said at 12, but maybe even 5 or 10 to 12, so you can be first in line from the others or whatever. Maybe someone can even check during the session to see how the line is. Maybe this brother, Katen, would check. Baiji? Okay, you get up here and do the session. Maybe sometime you can check the bank for us to see if the line is small, choti, or bara. Samja? Nahi. So, when I met Baba 31 years ago, I met him twice, and one of the blessings he gave to me in personal meetings was that I should take my experiences and share them with others, and I would grow, and they would grow. So that's why I'm here, because I believe what Baba says. And a short time after I came into Gyan, I had this experience of being bodiless, and I've kind of practiced it, this one technique that kind of grew and grew, and is that traffic control? No? Traffic control? Okay. So, and that's what we're going to do today. So I'm going to start out with giving you a blessing card. And everyone gets the same blessing card because it is the crux, the bottom line of this whole session. So I'm going to read it aloud and you can read it along. It says, only, everyone understands English real well? Do I need to speak slowly? Slowly. Do you speak Hindi? Tamil. Acha. Only 8 deities will cross the land of Dharmaraj without experiencing punishment. The method for not experiencing punishment is the practice that you should forget the consciousness of the body and yet also be aware of it. It sounds strange, doesn't it? But that's our whole practice. Sis, come up to one of the front two rows. So, this is what we're going to practice, being conscious of the body, yet not body conscious. And I'm going to give you a handout. Where are the handouts? Chaitin will hand these out. Yes? Whoops. Can you hand these out? I don't want you to look at them yet, but pass out. I don't want you to pass out. I want you to pass those out. Pass them out. Distribute. I don't want you to look at it yet, but from time to time I'll ask you to look at it. Okay? It's your takeaway. It's a summary of the whole session. So you don't have to look at it now. If someone asked you what you were, you would probably say, I'm a soul. You would also say, I'm light. Is there anything else you would say? Peace, brother. Anything else? Ancestor, anything else? Okay. I'd like to emphasize this word, which we don't emphasize much. Consciousness. We are conscient beings, more than even light, because consciousness describes our thinking, our feeling in the thinking, and everything. And we can expand our consciousness. I'm going to give you an example. Inside your mouth is your tongue. I want you to expand your consciousness now. Think about your tongue and how your tongue is pressing against your front teeth. You feel how the teeth begin, how they end, the grooves, yes? Everyone? Is there anyone who doesn't experience that? Everybody's okay? You can shake your head so I know you're alive. Okay. So were you ever aware of this simple little act before? Okay, you had to do some exercises, but normally, no. And so we expanded our consciousness. And that's what we're going to do in regards to the bodiless stage. We're going to expand our consciousness, our awareness. And so we see there's two worlds, right? The external world and the internal world, right? Only two. But I'm going to present a third world to you. Because what happens is that when we're babies, we come into the body and we don't control the body at first, do we? We're like this. Right? And then we become so proficient and good at controlling the body that we've actually become one with the body. That's our problem. Now we want to separate ourselves from the body and become bodiless. To be conscious of the body, but not body conscious. In other words, to be conscious that we are not... You see this stuff? All this stuff that's around me? It's not me. It belongs to me. And I see myself, and I actually feel myself separate. But what we've done is we've eliminated the skin. And Baba said to be conscious of the body, but not body conscious. So that's what we're going to do today, is a series of drills to pronounce this stage. And I use this a lot in my meditation. I use it a lot in meditation. So we think of three worlds now, the external world, the body that we're in or the skin, and us, consciousness. Okay? And so what we're going to do is separate ourselves from this body and put it in the external world. Now, do you have any questions? Because this is precipitary. You know, I want you to, you know, participate. Ask questions or tell me to reiterate something, to go back over it. How are you all feeling? Bodiless yet? Another title I like to think about is GPS. Everyone knows what a GPS is? No? Global positioning system for the cars when you're driving? Who, you're not aware of a Jeep? What country you come from? You have a bike. If you drive a car, everybody now, they don't carry maps around. They carry a map around and a little instrument that tells you where you are. It's called a global positioning. And we're going to global position the soul. So for us, GPS has a new meaning. Global position the soul inside the body. Okay. So I would like you to, right now, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do, and I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. And that is, I just want you to tell me all the things you see. For example, I'm looking at all of you, and I see the chairs you're in, I see the curtains on the side, I see the windows, I see Brahma Baba's picture in the back, I see all of these things. Tell me some of the things you see. The sofa? Baba? Lights, fans, flowers, light, Dorothy. All right, very good. Okay, and the mic, okay. Now, I want you to fix your focus just on me. And I want you to tell me what you see in your periphery vision. Does everyone understand this word? Periphery vision means side vision. I am looking at the back wall. But over here, I see Carmen. I am not looking at Carmen. But in my periphery vision, my side vision, I see Carmen. I see this sister fiddling over here like this. I see this soul over here shaking her head. I see the windows on the side. I see the floor. And yet, I'm looking straight ahead. So now I would like you to tell me, you're looking straight at me. Tell me what you see in your periphery vision. Keep looking at me. Go ahead. Okay. What? What? Mike, why don't you two come up to the more close? What do you see? You're looking at me, but what do you see? What? What? Oh, mirror. Oh, board. Okay. Okay, so everyone understands this about... keep looking at me. But expand your consciousness to your surroundings. Does that make you feel different? And I have a mic here that we can use as well, so everyone can hear. Hello, hello. Does it make you feel different? Anyone on the front row, looking at me, and as you watch the outside, does it make you feel any different? We'll pass the mic on the front row briefly.
Okay. Trees outside and the mountains.
Okay, outside. Just feelings, not what you see, but how do you feel? Next, a bigger picture I'm not seeing.
Not different than usual. In traffic or in the night when you go to a center, I also.
No, just what you feel.
Yeah, the same as normal.
Feeling of being an observer.
Observer.
More conscious of my feelings.
Okay, more conscious of my feelings. We'll stop there. Okay, for me, and maybe for some of you, it's as you're looking, focusing, and seeing one thing, but taking in everything else, your consciousness is expanded, but also you're detached. The detached observer. You're looking at me right now, and yet you're detached, observing everything very secretly and very quietly, right? Now we're going to take this and go a little deeper. So we'll start here. And again, just look at me, and you can either give me one item or two items of what you see in your periphery vision. Go. In the mic.
I see the curtain now.
Curtain.
Microphone.
Microphone.
Chairs.
Chairs.
A cushion.
Cushion.
Glasses.
Glasses.
Stool.
What do you see in your periphery vision? Mike. As you said, Mike. And so this is something, there's something really important we forgot. And it has to do with what I said in the beginning about the body we're in. No one said, as you're looking at me, that you see the body you're in. Now, keep looking at me, and I want you to observe your lap as you're looking at me. You can see your lap down there? Yes? Wiggle your legs. Just do this. You see them? Do you see? You might see your hand sitting in your lap. Now you see it, right? In your periphery vision. You see the body you're in. You're beginning to global position the soul. And so what I said earlier was that what's happened, as the blessing said, to be conscious of the body, but not body conscious. And we go through the day, and the body and the soul become one, and our vision starts here on the windshield of this vehicle. And we're going to pull our consciousness in and observe the body we're in. So to be conscious of the body and yet not body conscious. To allow the body to be part of the external world. Now, if the body's part of the external world, you're really soul conscious, aren't you? Right? There's no body consciousness in that. So you can think of when you're driving fast down a road, what do you see? You see, you know, if you're in a car, you see a lot of signs, you see the road, you see cars. Your vision is outside, isn't it? You're watching everything outside. But if you, how many of you drive cars? Or bikes? So if you come out of the shopping center or store and someone has parked very close to you, and you have to back out, you look at your car, don't you? And you make sure you don't hit the bumper. Right? You become aware of your vehicle. So we have far-sighted vision and near-sighted vision. So we're going to practice being aware of the body we're in. Because as we watch the body we're in, then we become soul conscious. The body is not part of us. And that is what Baba means when he says bodiless. It doesn't mean we leave the body, but our attitude towards this body changes. How many of you, when you were very young, your mother told you to go to sleep, you went to your room, but you weren't tired, and you made believe you were sleeping? Yes? Raise your hands. And maybe she came in the room to check on you. How many of you may believe you were sleeping? Okay, those that didn't, you can make believe now. But think about that. There you are, laying in bed. And your mother's coming to your bedroom. And she's opening the door. You have to close your eyes. because you want her to think you're sleeping. But yet you open your eyes a little bit to see what she's doing because you know she can't tell that you're peeking. So what I want you to do is peek. In other words, close your eyes partially so you can see me walking. But if I look at you, it looks like your eyes are closed. Close your eyes, but just a very little. Because I want to make sure you're all sleeping. I've put you to sleep, but you can see me moving, right? Can you see me moving in front of you? Yes. Even those on the second row? Yes. Can you see? Yes? Keep your eyes closed, secretly closed. And there you are inside that body. And when you were a little child, you were actually soul conscious, hiding inside the body. You global positioned the soul inside the body. Do you feel that? Do you feel you're separate from the body? How many of you feel separate from the body? Being inside the body and just observing. Not everyone? Closing your eyes and just peeking out and watching. You, the one inside, watching from inside the body. How does that feel? We ended here, right? First two rows. Did you feel anything you want to share? If you don't want to share, you don't have to.
Yes, looking at my eyes, looking through like a window.
Like you're looking out from a window, and you are. And what do we usually say? I'm sorry for all you people that are late. We're not going to go back over what we did. You've missed quite a bit, but you can hang in there any way you want. Ten. Which was announced in class. I'm so sorry. Okay. How many are from Pandav Bhavan? Can you give them a blessing? The whole session, and I apologize, is based. We sent over, but anyway, is based on this saying that you'll read: to be conscious of the body, but not body conscious. It's Baba's quote. Okay, next. So yes, as I was going to say, was that we say. The eyes are the windows of the soul. The eyes are the windows of the soul. And so when you kind of close them like that and peek out, you really feel like you're inside looking out. Go ahead.
Like something moving.
Something what?
Moving. Like a sound.
Movie?
Like a movement.
Movement. Okay.
I see the only ceiling. Ceiling.
Okay.
No, sister. I don't feel anything.
You don't feel anything?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you. Okay.
I just feel like I'm hiding in a box.
I'm hiding in the box. You're getting it. We are hiding in a box. So that's bodiless. And you know the last stage that we have is the bodiless stage. Karmatit. You become this bodiless feeling and then karmatit. So being in the box. And what we're going to practice is being in the box, being separate from the body. Do you have any questions? Someone else came in. Maybe someone can. So sorry. You must have some questions, no? Yes.
Sometimes Baba says soul conscious, bodiless, and incorporeal. And I think I wasn't sure if, as opposed to just words, if that's a different experience or it's just words.
Right. I'm not sure either. To me, they're all the same. I just like, for me, feeling bodiless, which means separate from all that stuff that's in the body. So we did this exercise where I asked you to focus on me and to look at your periphery vision, what's on the side, your side vision. So those that just came from Pandav Bhavan, please come up. Fill the seats up. Come up, 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 up. The first three rows. There's a seat over here, there's a seat over there, and there's three. Come on up. Brother, you come over here. Right in that seat. There's more coming. So are you all from Pandav Bhavan too? Are you from Pandav Bhavan?
Yeah.
All right. We've been doing our workshop already now for a half hour. I'm so sorry. I'm Dorothy. Dorothy. Handouts, yes. You can. The handout. I don't want you to look at the handout now. Just keep it. So what we're experimenting with is the practice of being separate from the body. And I'm sorry that I'm being redundant, but redundancy is good. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard myself saying this stuff. So to be separate from the body and what it feels like to look at something, to be focused on me, but also to see in your periphery vision, your side vision. So what we did is I said, look at me, only look at me. Don't take your eyes off of me. Don't take your eyes off of me. Sister, don't take your eyes off of me. I want to see everybody's eyeballs. And as you're looking at me, I want you to practice right now seeing also the things in the side vision, or we call it periphery vision. So I'm looking at you, but I also see this brother here. I'm not looking at him, but in my periphery vision, I see him. I see the window over here. I even see my arm flying out. Look at it flying out. But I'm looking at you. So I want you to take in this aspect of expanding your consciousness to your periphery vision and seeing everything around you and feeling that detached observer feeling, not just intellectually, but bringing it into a feeling of detachment. So you're looking at me, but you see the blackboard. Is there a black? You see the wall behind me, right? You're looking at me in the eyes, the face, but you see the microphone I'm holding, right? You see the chair behind me? You've expanded your awareness, your consciousness, and it should bring a feeling of lightness in detachment, as you look at one thing and focus, but see everything in the picture. Those that feel that sense of detachment, raise your hand. And if you didn't, that's okay too. Raise your hands. I just want to see where we are. the detached observer. Now we're going to bring our consciousness even closer and become the detached observer of the body. So as you're sitting there, you're looking out at me again. Notice where your hands are. You're looking at me. Don't even take notes. You're looking at me, but I want you to see your hands resting in your lap, right? Wiggle your legs. You see them down there? But you're looking at me, and do it. Stare at me and do the same thing. You see your hands down there? How does it feel to look at me and yet observe the body that you're in? How does it feel? Is it a different feeling? Would you like to share?
Om Shanti. The feeling's really different. In the body, it's the eyes that you see, but with the soul consciousness, you can see what's behind you. And this is what Sister Dorothy, I have understood. Thank you.
Anyone else in the front row? Okay, we'll go this way.
It's just that the body is separate. It's something I'm out here looking at, but
yes,
it's separate from me.
It's good. That's what we want. The feeling of being separate from all this stuff. That's bodiless, separate from the body.
Exactly. The feeling of you are not that body.
You are not that body. Anyone else here? Okay.
I feel the legs are very far away.
The legs are very far away. Anyone else?
I feel it, but I have to focus on staying detached.
You have to. It's a practice.
Yeah, and also seeing is like being aware of. Because I don't see my feet now, but I'm aware of. I can move them.
Did you see your hand that went out when you did that? Put your hand, do it again, say, I'm my feet. Put your hand out. Notice your hand out, how it flies out there. It's but like this machine automatically works.
Isn't it the same as being aware of?
Aware of, yes. That's it. So again, the blessing, and those that didn't get a blessing card, you can come up and get one. Because the whole session is based on this, and I'm sorry you missed a lot of it. We cannot go back over. But in Baba's Muli, he said to be conscious of the body, yet not body conscious. So we want, as we move through the day, just to be aware of the body we're in. So as you're looking at me again, we're going to do this practice. Again, you're looking at me, but I want you to tell me what you see. Let's go to the second row. And I only want you to say what parts of the body you see. Okay?
Your ears?
Not me, your body.
Mine.
You don't see your ears. My God, how could you see your ears?
My knees.
Look at me and tell me what you see.
My hands.
Of that big building you're in. You're in a big I'm in a big building called Dorothy. I'm here on the top floor and I can look down. But even without looking down, when I look out at you, I see my hand. I see my arm over there, but I'm not looking there, but I see it. What do you see?
My legs.
Your legs. What do you see?
Silent. I feel silent.
No, what do you see?
Uh-oh.
Do you see your hand?
Yes.
Wiggle it. Wiggle your hand. Wiggle means to do this. Wiggle. You see your hand down there?
Yes.
Okay.
Seeing my fingers.
What?
Fingers.
You're seeing that. Hold the mic like an ice cream cone. Right in front of you.
I could see my glutes.
Good. You see the body? You see your arm?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I see my left shoulder.
Your left shoulder. Wiggle it. All right.
And I see the quad and the knee.
Okay, good. The quad, the leg, and the knee. So, do you feel detached from that body you're in?
Yes.
Do you feel that you're in a big building on the top floor looking out? Yes? Yes? This is what we call the bodiless stage. But we're going to go deeper now. Okay? We're going to go deeper. No, we have no one said. I asked this morning here if there were any translations, and they said just English. Are you from Pandavabhavan? Yeah. You need to come with your own translation sets, I guess. Sorry. You know, we may be able to do this workshop again for those, especially that have come late, okay? Because you have to go from the ground floor up, right? You can't get to the first floor without going from the third to the second on the elevator. So we'll plan again. Well, they can sit there if they want, and we'll think. Is this in what? 24 people. What is it? Vietnam. Right. It's really hard. Okay. Yeah. We don't have. That wasn't planned. These things have to be planned. Okay, so we're going to go on. Where were we? Okay, so now we're going to get a little bit more intimate with the body. Okay? So, for those that are over there, I want you all to just pick a spot on the wall that you're looking at. Okay? And I don't want you to... Okay, so they're going to come back. I don't know how we'll communicate. We'll communicate through home, huh? For them, you know Hong, right? Okay, so I'll talk to Hong and we'll make another arrangement. Okay. Yeah, they can go to the bati. All right, as you're looking straight ahead, I want you to, all of a sudden, keeping your head straight, not to move it, I want you to look to your right. In other words, maybe you can look at me, keeping your head straight, but you can move your eyes only and just look at me. Can you all see me? Yes? All right, tell me what... Take your glasses off. I find it's better to do it without glasses. If you feel like you need to put your glasses on, you can. So you're looking straight ahead, but you're looking, moving your eyes and look at me. You're all doing well. Let's see. Are you all looking at me? All right, I want you to tell me what else you see. You're going to have to scream out now. You get a double A. Very good. He sees the tip of his nose. He's becoming conscious of the body, yet not body conscious. You got it? How many of you see your nose? All right. Very good. You're doing grand. Okay, what I want you to do is, as you're looking at me, this will make it easier for you. I want you to close your right eye and keep looking at me. Close your right eye and just with your left eye. Now do you see your nose? Yes. Keep looking at me and observing. How many of you see your nose now? How many do not? Look towards, I want you to close your right eye and look towards the door over here, the window, okay? Close your right eye, leaving your left eye open. Do this. Do you see your nose now? I want you to think about this now. Keep it. Just observe the nose from the very tip. Go all the way up. And I want you to think and feel this, that you are now behind the mask of the face and you're looking out from behind the mask of the face. The face is just a mask and you have global positioned the soul, GPS the soul. And you're inside the body. You're behind the mask of the face, looking out through the windows of the soul. How many are able to feel that? Raise your hands if you can feel that. You don't have to raise your hand if you don't feel it. So, and again, close your right eye, but keep your left eye way open and look to your right. Do you see your nose, Rosalind? Close that eye with your finger if you need to and look over here at me. Okay, so if you need to close your right eye, like this, and look, and then you see the nose, right? You see your nose with the other eye? And do you feel like you're behind the nose? Yes? Do you feel you're separate from the body, separate from the nose? Yes? Yeah? Just observe, the detached observer watching your nose. And now I want you to wiggle your nose. Just squinch it up, like this. Look at me. It's funny looking, isn't it? Those with little noses might be harder to wiggle. It's a cultural thing. You can't? You just pick up your cheeks like this. And you observe your face differently. You are observing your face from inside the body, which means you're separate from the body. Right? Some of you are going to feel it at first, and some of you may not. It's a practice. Where'd the mic go? Okay. Who would like to tell me what you experience? And it's important to feel, because actually, even if you look at me now and you turn your head a little bit like this, like I'm looking at you, but I can still see my face. I see my face. I'm looking at you over here, so I switched eyes, and I'm looking over my nose at you. You can do that too. Sometimes people are talking to me, and I'm just listening to them, and I just stand there like this. And I watch them. And I'm watching myself. I watch my face. And sometimes I bring my eyelids down like this. And I watch the window shades of the eyes. The blackness come down. And I close the shades. And then I begin to open the shades just a wee bit. Very little. And again, it gives me the feeling of being inside the box. I like that. Being inside the box of the body. So I'm separate from the body. And I begin to feel very light. I've discarded the perception of the body. And I have adopted my separation from all this stuff. And you can go back and forth from one eye to the other, closing one eye, close your right eye and look to the right with your left, then close your left eye and look to the left with your right. And just examine the mask that you have been wearing your whole life. But now we've expanded our consciousness to be conscious of the body, yet not body conscious, but observing the body in a different way. Who would like to share? Anyone on the first row? And be brief but powerful.
I just forgot that I was holding my glasses on my hand.
You feel?
I just forgot that I'm holding.
Oh, glasses. You forgot you were holding the glasses.
I don't feel I'm holding a hand anymore.
Yes. Anyone else?
I feel like a small entity inside another thing.
Small entity inside another thing, the box of the body, separate from the body. See, even as I'm talking to you now, I see my eyelids. You know, I see these things. I can bring them down, I can bring them up, but it really focuses me on being separate from the box.
Actually, I feel very expanded. Mm. And the body being very small.
Yes.
And limited.
Okay, I call it lightness, like a
yeah.
Like not in the bondage of the body. Because our consciousness isn't connected, it's separate from the body. And why is it important to feel it? I'm going to tell you why. Because Princeton University in the USA did an experiment. And they took five or six people, and put them in a room. And they said, send peace to the other side of the world. And they measured the vibrations of that peace. And on your handout, you can see the picture of Dr. Emoto, right? Of when the students sent vibrations to the water and how it changed the water. This bottom picture, right? Before the vibrations and after, right? So then Princeton University said, okay, now we want you to do the same thing, but sit and feel peace and send it to the other side of the planet. What was the difference, do you think? Those who never heard this before, never heard me say it before, What do you think the difference would be? Is it more? The vibrations? How much more do you think?
I think you're reaching out where you want to.
What do you think the difference would be? Is it 1%, 2%, 3%, 10%? No, they measured it. They measured the electromagnetic field. 100%. The electric field was 60 to 100 times greater. The electromagnetic field was 5,000 times greater. What does that tell us? That we should feel whatever we do. Live life with passion, with feeling. Huh? Okay? And so, when we meditate, to feel yourself separate, not, we know we're separate from the body. Yeah, I know I'm separate from the body. But to feel it allows your thoughts to be so much more powerful. And as you sit in meditation, and you're with Baba, I'm going to give you my experience now, okay? As I sit in meditation, and I'm with Baba, and I observe my face, and I'm sometimes even looking at Baba's picture, and I really feel myself separate from the body. Oh, Baba, here we are inside this big box. Looking out. Baba, do you feel what it feels like to be in this box with me? And then I go on with my meditation, but I've had this absolute light feeling of being separate from the box.
I can feel it, I understand it. But also, you really need to have the knowledge of Baba.
Yes.
Because I have, for instance, a friend who is training security police, and they can do all the exercises with looking there and
right.
being totally okay. aware of.
Right. Okay.
We are still body consciousness.
They don't know soul conscious. Right. We're taking soul consciousness, and we're taking, remember, the skin of the body and putting it on the outside. So not only do I observe the fan, the ceiling, and all this external world, I know I'm not part of that ceiling and the fan, or you and the chairs and the floor, but I'm also not part of this stuff. Look at that cheek. It looks so funny. I look down at it and goes, it just jumps up like a machine. Try it. It's weird. It's weird, isn't it? Try it. Look down and make your cheek come up like you're smiling. Isn't it funny how you move it? Just like you move a microphone or a knife. You're moving this machine. But now you're conscious about moving the machine. Not machine conscious or body conscious. But conscious about the body. And as you practice this sensation of being separate from the body, it'll become more natural that you are separate from the body. And that's where one feels the power. Being separate from the body, in your essence, just in your point form, but the observer, the detached observer. I feel some of you are doing it now, aren't you? I can feel you. Not only see you, but I feel when someone's doing it, it has a different feeling. And then when you bring Baba in, it's even a stronger feeling. As you're in this box, you consciousness, and then bringing the vibrations of Baba through your eyes, through your face. I'd like to hear from some of you. You must have some questions. Here. Come up. Okay, good. Hold it like this, though.
Yeah.
Like an ice cream cone.
My feeling...
No, you hold.
My feeling is that I am something, the pure, the energy, completely separated from the living box. And I am a master.
Great. Excellent. Who else?
I just want to say that when we are able, at least when I am able to sense the body as being separate, then it makes it very easy to see who is sensing, to take me into soul consciousness. You know, to
yes.
see that I am the one who is observing the body.
The observer.
And so I feel that it's almost impossible to be really truly soul conscious if I cannot be aware of the body as being separate.
Yes, you have. And that's why Baba said on your blessing, only 8 deities pass with honor. The method to pass with honor is to be conscious of the body yet not body conscious. So this is a practice that we're sharing today. Okay, so this is what you practice now in your meditations. As you're with Baba, just observe. Your meditations can be the same that they've always been. Oh, Baba, I love you so much. You are my daddy. But as you're looking out, it's a different feeling. The commentary might be the same, but as you're observing the box that you're in, it's like all of a sudden, for me, it's just a light feeling. For Carmen, she said she felt an expanded feeling because your awareness is expanding as it gets to the essence of who you are. In other words, you are perceiving. Before, we were looking at the world from the windshield of this body, the windshield. And now we go deep within, and I'm looking from inside, and I see the windshield. I see this bumper. Am I being clear? Does anyone want to say anything or ask anything or share how you feel? Come on up.
I think that we don't see by physical eyes. We see by third eyes. I mean that intellect. So it is everything become clear.
Okay. So you're seeing with the third eye. But we're also using the physical eyes to observe. We're using the intellect, the third eye, to observe. Because actually, the eyes have always been observing these things. Just like the experiment we had in the beginning with the tongue in the mouth, feeling the teeth, the grooves, and now the eyes looking out. But seeing more than that's on the outside, but being able to observe the body that's inside.
I think many of us have said before that... something you cannot explain, but I think now I'm able to explain something that I do understand what I'm explaining. So here there is a total clarity.
And also it's different than explaining knowledge, but feeling and experiencing it and explaining. Experiencing yourself separate from this garbage. that's withering away and dying every day, getting older, 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 older. But I'm getting younger, younger, younger inside because I'm separate from all this stuff. Come. Did you just come? You huh? You did not get the pepper? You want the pepper? You can have the pepper. You missed the workshop, but yeah, you'll get the pepper.
Thanks. No, just I want to say that I feel really more subtle. I feel the energy of peace, and I feel as well I give some energy to the body. I feel it's very healthy for the body, and I feel attracted toward the silence. I'm pulled to stay more in silence.
Okay. Share your experiences of the bodiless, how you feel separate from the body. Anyone who feels separate from the body? Oh, come on, you're all bodiless?
The experience of feeling very powerful. And someone has said earlier, master.
Great.
So rather moving from victim to master.
Good. From victim to master. Next to you.
After this session we are going through, so I have the pull here, very easy pull, the vibration, now I feel peace, I can feel that I'm separate from the body.
Okay. So you all have this handout, right? Just want to make sure we cover all of these points. We have Bapdada, what he said in the beginning, and then also this form of light and the heart, so we understand the electromagnetic feeling of bringing the heart in, right? Well, we're going to stop here for a minute and have a meditation because I'm worn out. Not really. Keep your eyes open and meditate. We all meditate with our eyes open, right? So what I'd like you to do is just experiment with some of the things that we talked about, but also this song really brings the heart or the feelings in, for those that understand English, which most of you do.
You are
Did that feel different for any of you than before? Are you all dead? We haven't done Marjiva. You're not dying alive yet. What I'd like you to do, does anyone want to share anything, first of all? Questions or feelings or comments? Where's the mic? Okay. You guys manage the mic, okay? I can barely manage myself.
Just one word.
Hold it like this, like this.
Just one word, the switch over. Baba says, now, switch in a second. I think I can do that. I can safely say I could do that now.
Well, that's very good of you. Very good, brother. Don't let him come up. Don't shut it off. Leave it on.
Okay. I would like to feel more about the different levels of body consciousness, because I think there are very deep levels, and also you can be here and be with Baba and traveling with Baba around the world.
You said you want to feel body conscious.
The different levels of
body consciousness.
Sorry, bodiless states. Sorry.
It's okay. Well, as you practice these skills, these techniques, what I have found is that it gets deeper and deeper. I used to play tennis, and even after a week, I was called a tennis player. My coach called me a tennis player. But after 20 years of playing tennis, I was a tennis player. You know? And so everything is practice. So the levels of the bodiless stage is where you take it to. And in, I don't know if any of you caught this from Bubba's last Aviyakt Murali. If you have it, read it again. But he said, success depends on one word. Anyone who gets this gets $100, and Carmen will pay you. Or this brother over here. Does, you know what he said what was the method for success? Though all of those are true, but he... All of it's true, but... That too, but interest. The interest. If you have the interest. So to answer your question, Ben, it's how much interest you have in this to delve deep inside yourself, to experience yourself so separate that it becomes natural. Even when you're looking at me now, you see your hands, you see your legs and your things, which normally you don't. It's your interest in taking it, not only to a deep aspect, but a very practical everyday. When you're talking, when you're listening to the Dadis, and, you know, to experience yourself separate.
Then Baba also said that practice for 7 days and a month.
And a month, yes. I would say a lifetime. Okay, so what I would like for you to do now is to find a partner and turn your chairs so you're looking at your partner. Someone next to you, easy. No, you have to turn, hold on. Exactly, turn your chair face to face. Not like this. Face to face. Move around if you have to. Find someone. You have to go, no, opposite each other.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah, you can. That's everyone opposite? Opposite? Total opposite? And you can get closer. Okay. Oh, I got to put some music on. All right. So, I want you to... Take your glasses off, because it's actually better for your partner to see you without glasses, because the glasses kind of make a glare. So take your glasses off, and if things are foggy, it's actually better You know? Okay. So let's just first of all look at our partner, look at the forehead, and acknowledge the soul inside the body. And as you observe the one across from you, looking at the forehead, but notice how the eyes blink. You're not looking at the eyes. You're looking at the forehead. But in your periphery vision, you're watching the eyes blink. And you become aware of the eyes and the energy coming from the eyes. And you see the box, the body, now look at the eyes and experience the difference. Of experiencing the energy coming from that body and through your eyes now take a breath in, and as you breathe out, as you exhale with your breath, exhale through your eyes Bubba's light energy. Your two eyes have become jewels inside the jewel box. Now become aware of the body you're in. Do you see the box? Do you see the lower floors of the building you're in? Do you see your legs? Wiggle them so you see them. You see your hands? Move them as you're looking at the person across from you. Just drawing your attention on the building that houses you. And now, as you notice, because you've noticed your own building, there's a lighter feeling, a quiet power. As you observe from the inside, and every breath that you breathe out, let that light, breath of light, come through your face. So you become a shining light bulb, a shining light bulb. And that light shines through your pores, through your skin, you know that the body is mostly space. Science tells us that matter is mostly space. The molecules of matter is mostly space. which means our body has these vast spaces, and that is where we're breathing light through these vast spaces and letting your light, your energy, radiate through those vast spaces of light, radiating from your face to your partner, radiating from your face to your partner. Shine. You are an aura of light. Yes, the body is there, but we are focusing on the spaces, and we fill those spaces automatically. They are filled with our light. Not just light, but conscient light. Light and knowing. Light, conscious light. And don't forget to watch your body down there. Your face, your nose, your legs, your hands, whatever, your eyelids. Do you see your eyelids coming down a little bit? Just a little bit. And look out at your partner. But also see the window shades, the blackness inside the eyelids. Looking out, keeping your eyes open, yet partially. Just drawing the shade down a wee bit to give you the feeling. Global positioning the soul. In your mind, thank your partner. And move your chairs back. Does anybody want to share anything? Come up. Did you notice your hand as you reached out?
I did now.
You did now. You do now. And then you're being soul conscious, right? And bodiless. Go ahead.
Om Shanti. This soul is processing a lot, and maybe many other souls are processing the experience. It was very beautiful and so powerful. I could truly feel the light within in a very different way than what I've ever experienced before. And it was something that I came to Mudabun to really go deeper within that. So just the essence in an hour that we've been here has been...
Hour and a half.
It's been very powerful. And to
where
see
are you from?
Canada. And to see the light in this beautiful soul who was my partner was just such a different experience. I'm not able to articulate. Maybe I still have to match the intellect and the heart to come with the words, but the experience was very beautiful and very powerful. And I really want to hold on to that feeling.
Okay, and to practice. The main thing is to bring this into practice because it will become deeper and more meaningful and second nature. You remember the first time you rode a bike? Oh God, I was so scared. My father was my instructor. I don't know if I was more scared of the bike or my father. But then after a while, I mean, I could really ride a bike. I can still ride a bike. It became second nature. In the golden age, we are going to be so soul conscious. We're going to drive these bodies and know we're driving them and always be soul conscious, always being bodiless. Who else? Come up. Come up.
I was so fortunate to be in front of a great soul, and I felt a bit subservient, but as we went on, I became just a mirror copy of it.
We're all great souls. We're here on Bubba's canopy. So those that are soul conscious are usually the ones that come up. If you're body conscious.
Shanti. It was very, very full of light. Yeah, it was amazing. Really, when you said, feel the space in the body, I saw in her that light was glowing, and I think I saw it also in myself, the very brilliant light.
Great. You are brilliant light. Play with it, practice it, remember it, do it.
Oh, Shanti, I have to tell you that there was such a vision of from your eyes, like there was a pair of glasses on your eyes that were shining out. It was beautiful. Thank you.
I saw immediately a lot of light and a beautiful soul with a lot of sweetness and honesty.
Nice.
There was a feeling of brotherhood, and that feeling of truth, I feel, is what really, really liberates. And so that's obviously you want to practice over and over and over again.
Anyone back here?
Yeah, I like that part where light is. You breathe out light through that space within you. During that part, I could feel very powerful.
It makes it easy to think we're space.
Yeah.
You know, we think it. We don't think it.
Yeah.
But we are.
Yeah.
And just start to practice your energy field going through all that space.
Yeah,
it's and just being an orb of light.
It's like light finding a way out. Could feel that, and the soul in front of me, I could feel is trying the best to go deep inside.
Okay.
Could feel the other person's journey.
Great. All right, one more. If anyone else wants to share. She wants to share.
Shanti, actually I feel this feelings, first time I'm having the feelings, usually is more on knowledge and practicality. This time I feel it.
Yeah, feeling.
I think.
Feeling is where it's at.
Yeah.
You have to think, but feel. And that's what Baba says. He says, remember me with love. He just doesn't say, remember me.
No, with Baba, he can
But everything
is a
everything.
Yeah, and the aura is so bright and very nice aura.
Now, the kicker is, which means the opposite, sort of, is that when we get angry with someone, we feel it automatically. Well, we have to know what you're doing. You really, even if you're angry or upset with someone, you can't feel it because it's 5,000 times greater. So what we want to do is put ourselves in the feeling mode for the good stuff only and just keep elevating your life. So we're going to end, and we're ending so you can all go to the bank and be the first ones there, hopefully. And so we'll just sit quietly, and I want you to experiment with, I'm not going to even put any music on and fiddle with that, but just keep your eyes open, those that have been practicing, and just be the soul inside this big building. And again, observing in any way you like. Imagine you're just looking at Baba. He's in front of you. You don't need a picture. The picture is in our minds. And as you're looking at Baba and talking to him, notice the body. Whether it's the limbs or the face, the eyelids. Just you and Baba. Bring him inside the head with you. Yes, your consciousness bringing Baba inside. Just you and him are inside that head, observing, watching. The Shakshi, the detached observer. Nothing to do, just feel. Look to your left, look to your right. As you hide away in that body, only 8 deities pass with honor, and the method is to be aware of the body, to be conscious of it, but not body conscious. Om.